Matthew chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Yeshua had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of the Messiah, he sent two of his disciples, and said unto him, Are you he that should come, or do we look for another? Yeshua answered and said to them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the good news preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Yeshua began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Oh, behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare your way before you. Verily I say to you, among them that are born of women there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you will receive, this is Elijah, which was for to come. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like to children sitting in the markets and calling to their fellows and saying, We have piped to you, and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, He has a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, Behold, a man gluttonous and a wine-bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Then began he to upbraid the cities, wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they did not repent. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which are exalted to heaven, shall be brought down to the grave. For if the mighty works which had been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say to you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. At that time Yeshua answered and said, I thank you, O Father, sovereign of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father except for the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. End of chapter.